Hello, welcome to the Highland Church Podcast.
Well, living in Wisconsin, there's a common experience that most, if not all of us, have had at one point or another, which is getting stuck in the snow, losing traction, trying to get out of there, and some of you have a lot of experience, you know, just what to do in those situations, but usually the first time or second time you find yourself there, you just start flooring it. You're like, if I can get these wheels spinning fast enough, I'm sure I'm going to get out of this, but what happens? That just digs you deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's frustrating, and you're like, I'm giving it all I've got. I'm doing all I can to try to go forward, and you just are stuck spinning out. And it takes a little bit of traction, whether it's some sand or gravel or chains or cardboard or whatever you throw in the back of your car, kitty litter, to throw under those wheels and get moving. Takes a little bit of rocking, a little finesse. Sometimes you get other people to come along and help push you, and eventually you get out. I mean, you're all here. None of you are still stuck in a snowbank. You've all made it out of that situation. And in our lives, there are times where we get stuck, where we're giving it all we can, and there seems to be no forward momentum or progress in our lives. And we're getting worn out, and we're burning our fuel, and we're smelling those fumes of rubber as it melts, and we're just thinking, what is going on? God, where are you? Is this all I've got? Is this the farthest I am going to go? Is this it? But today, we're kicking off our theme for the year, and our big idea today is moving forward is God's plan for us. Moving forward is God's plan for us, not spinning our tires, not working as hard as we can just to have momentum. Have you ever worked hard? Yeah. You have. You are Midwesterners. It's part of what defines us. We're hard workers. But have you ever tried to pretend to work hard? Yeah. That is exhausting. If you've ever had a job where there's not enough to do and you got to just pretend, Christy and I went out to eat last night and we saw one person at the place we were working just trying to look busy, moving stuff, wiping down a counter, coming back, moving that stuff again. And it's just exhausting to try to look busy. And sometimes in our spiritual lives, when we don't feel like we're doing anything, we try to look busy. We try to go through the motions. We try to do the things that you do if you're growing in God, and it doesn't always seem to produce forward momentum. We might be spinning our tires. Well, today and this year, as we talk about moving forward, I truly believe that you're going to find traction in your spiritual life, in your home, in your relationships, in your community, in your job, in your finances, in your faith. And you're going to see a forward movement into things that you have never experienced before that God has for you. And it's not going to take all the effort you've got in you. It's going to take all the power of God to come behind you, to come on either side, to give you traction to move forward. And we as Highland Church want to be a partner in that for you. Our scripture is Philippians 3, 13 through 14. It tells us this, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Paul here realized he's not there yet. Even the apostle Paul, who saw Jesus, who experienced the presence of God, who experienced miracles, who planted churches, who was a missionary, hadn't yet taken hold of what was his desire and what was ahead of him. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So every year at Highland, we've had a different word as our theme. I began praying back in July, Lord, what's our theme for 2025? What is it? And forward was the word he gave me. I shared it with the staff, shared it with the board, shared it with some mentors of mine, and they're all like, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And, you know, I try to hold those things loosely. I don't try to also say, like, thus saith the Lord, forward is our word. Like, but when it keeps getting confirmed and it's not just my feelings and it's not just like, oh, I'm going to pump people up. We're going to go in forward, everybody. You know, I'm not that kind of leader. Not that kind that's going to give us an emotional kick and we just run on emotion. Because that doesn't get us very far, does it? When I'm on an emotional high, it'll usually last the afternoon. And then something happens that goes sideways. I'm like, well, there goes that. Emotion is good. It's a wonderful part. It's a gift God's given us. But it is not a great driver. But the Spirit of God. Community around us that helps us continue. Truth and hope. Those are motivators that take us forward. So that's what we're relying on to move forward. Not a great speaker or an emotional appeal, but the living Spirit of God that will take us from where we are to where God wants us to be in 365 days. So what's the purpose of moving forward? I mean, some things go forward just because. They just advance. There's just a forward movement. You know, you look at technology, it seems like every year there's something new to buy. CES just came, and all these new technologies were announced. All this new stuff, transparent TVs that cost $60,000 to see through your TV? Like, no, I just want to see what's on the. I don't need the ugly wall behind with the bracket on it. Cover that up. But $60,000 for a transparent TV seems like things are always moving forward, and forward doesn't necessarily mean good. So why should we move forward in our faith? Shouldn't we just hold on to what we have? Shouldn't we just go back to the traditions of our past, the comfort zones that we have inhabited, the glory days from before? You know, the older I get, the more I understand why the elders among us talk about the good old days. But here's what usually is going on in the good old days. You had less bills, less responsibility, less concerns, less busyness, less information, less news. You were less aware of what was going on in the world. And you usually only hold on to the good pieces because it was still hard back then. So we don't want to go back to the good old days. Now we want to hold on to the truths that are timeless. We don't want to let go of the truths. God doesn't change, so we're not going forward in some new truths because truth is truth. But there's some things that God's saying, hey, that doesn't fit you anymore. Don't keep trying to put that shirt on that you wore in high school. It doesn't fit. I've got something new for you. The whale shark, which is the largest fish in the ocean, some have guessed that it was the fish that swallowed Jonah. In the story of Jonah and the whale, it wasn't actually a whale, it was a large fish, according to scripture. The whale shark has to continually move forward to do two things, to breathe and to eat. If it stalls out, it cannot get enough oxygen. Listen to what this is called. It's obligate ram ventilation. There's your new term for the day, obligate ram ventilation. It needs to serve, its huge mouth serves as a ram as it moves through the water to suck the water through because it doesn't have the muscles inside to pump the air through. Now, some will say all sharks are that way. No, that's not true. I did my research this week. Giant whales with baleen eating systems that have to continue to move forward for filter feeding as they get these tiny little krill and little bits of food that come into that giant net in their mouth. They have to move forward to feed. The largest creatures in the world need to be in motion to live and to grow. Well, that analogy serves very true for us spiritually. We need to continue to move forward in our faith to grow, to live. It's like an escalator, you know. If you're just keeping pace, you know, you're not going anywhere. You got to be on the move to get moving forward if it's going the opposite direction. And there's something about the human spirit that likes to settle. Find the lowest common denominator, the comfortable zone. to make excuses why we aren't there yet, where some others may be. Well, that's just not my gift. Well, God understands I'm only human. Well, I've tried that and it just isn't my thing. Things that the Bible commands us and promises us as blessings that we've just said, well, I'm okay. To stay alive and to grow as followers of Jesus, we need to move forward. Philippians 3:13a, the verse we started with, a snippet of it says this, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. If anyone in Scripture other than Jesus could have considered themselves to have already taken hold of it, it was Paul." Wrote most of the New Testament. Most of the New Testament scriptures were written by him. He was a man that endured the greatest hardships and just kept going. Shipwrecks and hunger and beatings and prison time and disrespect. And he would plant a church and build it up and someone else would come in and teach him wrong theology. And he'd be trying to say, no, don't believe that. That's going to take you back to the old ways. Believe in Jesus. Believe in his spirit. Or they'd believe in it and go too far. And he'd say, no, you wandered off the path. Come back. This man who did all this in the name of Christ, empowered by the Spirit of God, says, I'm still not there, guys. I'm still not there. Which to me is exciting. It could be discouraging, like, oh, we got to keep going. No, that means there's more ahead of us than we have experienced. That means the best is truly yet to come in the kingdom of God. Things we can't ask for, think of, or even imagine that God is working in us and through us. We haven't arrived yet. There's so much more. Jesus, one of his last commands to the disciples was go into all the world and preach the good news to every creature. The way we say that here at Highland is taking the life-changing love of Jesus into every neighborhood. There's a lot of neighborhoods left, guys. There's a lot of neighborhoods that haven't experienced the life-changing love of Jesus. And that might be a pretty egotistical vision statement, isn't it? Oh, really? You're going to go into all? Well, we're just doing what Jesus said. We're just attempting to do what Jesus said. I think that's a pretty good goal to go after. It may take this church another 1,000 years to do it if Jesus doesn't come back by then. But we'll keep going after it. I hope I'm not the pastor in 1,000 years. Something went very wrong if that's the case. There's still a lot of neighborhoods to go. Ultimately, it's about following Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who leads us beside still waters, who walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death. And as Psalm 23:3 says, he restores my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Things can't follow you unless you're moving. There's no follow to follow if you're not moving forward. So that goodness and mercy follows us as we follow Jesus. So what are some of the plans ahead? What's ahead? What has God got on the horizon? What is in the next footfalls that God has for us? I'll share a little bit of some of our plans at Highland, but it's much bigger than that. It's much more personal and deeper than that. Philippians 3:13b says, straining forward toward what is ahead. Straining towards what is ahead. This intensity in it, like, ooh, going after it with all you've got inside. We're wanting to move forward. God's already opened the doors to a lot of things over this last year that we've been praying about, that have been on my heart, that God has put on the heart of our staff and our board, things that we've stepped into. I think of things like our Spanish-speaking church. I remember a year ago, I was praying, Lord, help us reach a more diverse group of people. Help us reach those we aren't reaching yet that are not just the same culture as Nathan Schrader. And I didn't know how. I didn't know what that was going to look like or how we were going to do that until I got a phone call from a pastor friend of mine that said, hey, would you be willing to host a Spanish-speaking church? We already have a pastor and people who want to attend it. And I'm like, duh. Lord, you bring the answer to us. You bring it right to our footsteps. I had to do zero work to make that start. And now, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we have a Spanish-speaking church that's growing, that meets in our youth room. If you've been around when it's happening or attended it, it is exciting. We were trying to have our board meeting this last month, and we could barely have it because their praise and worship was so beautiful. And we're just like, we just want to go out there and sing with them. When you are walking after Christ, these things, you step into them. You, Highland Church, are hosting a church for people who speak Spanish. I love it. The end of our services is we're making more time and opening up room and readjusting things to make time to come and seek the Lord, to receive prayer, to respond to Him in our spirits. That's not something forward, that's already happened, but it was on our heart. We were saying, how can we help people connect with God better? And Pastor Heather brought up this idea, and we said, let's do it. We were going to wait till the new year to do it and kick it off this year, but we're like, we got to start this as soon as possible. Why wait? So we started that. So those are some things God's already moving us forward. It's not something all ahead of us. As we walk with Him, He continues to be there. God's already opened doors to those opportunities. We continue to swim forward as a group, as the body of Christ, and experience the blessing, the life, the presence of God. Ephesians 2:10 is my favorite verse in the Bible. I shouldn't have a favorite. It's all profitable. It's all good, but I really like this one. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The foreword we're going into is not new to God. He has had it planned from the foundations of the earth, from the beginning of time, maybe even before that. God knew what 2025 was going to bring for Highland Church, for you. He has good things already stacked up ahead of us, stacked up in our future for us to do. He prepared them in advance. God has a place in the future filled up with good works for you to do. As you follow Him, I won't say you'll stumble into them, but you'll step into them. And you may not even realize it till it happened. Whoa, this was a God thing. This was a good opportunity that God gave me today, that I was able to experience a conversation with my spouse, an opportunity to speak into the life of a friend, a job opportunity that opened up, a way to serve someone else outside of our church family, a way to serve a child at Highland Church, a way to dance with one of our guests at Night to Shine. Good things that God prepares in advance. Maybe you'll find your feet on the ground in Madagascar this summer and say, God, this is one of the good things you prepared in advance. And here I am. God's the one that prepares these things. We don't make them up. We don't come up with them. It's not the brilliance that we have that makes it happen. It's the goodness of God. And so we want to move forward so we don't miss these things. I do want to share some of the things we've planned at Highland here. You can think of this as the gravel under your wheels. That's real inspiring, isn't it? Told you I wasn't a great motivator. But these are things to provide traction for you in your life. Now, you won't be able to probably keep up or write all these down, but you'll see them happen. So don't worry about it. We're going to have regularly quarterly worship nights. This one is coming up on the 12th of February, but every quarter we're going to have a special worship gathering to come together, to praise God, to seek His presence, to experience Him, to grow spiritually. If you feel stalled out spiritually, come to one of these worship nights. You feel like you're spinning your tires, you can't hear God, you can't experience God, come to one of these. We pray over them that God will connect with you and you'll grow in Him. Christy and I are going to be putting on 4 leadership training classes quarterly throughout the year. They're not perfectly quarterly, but they're kind of like that, because in summer we're not going to try to do a leadership training class. We get it. Summer in Wisconsin. have fun, go on a missions trip, serve at a camp, get involved in something. But to train up, what God's been speaking to me over the last 2 months is we cannot go where we want to go and where he has planned by doing things the same way we do them now. We have to invest in leaders. We have to train leaders. We have to equip leaders because the tasks ahead of us are better than we can handle. They're bigger than we can handle with the resources, with our intellect, with our abilities, with our skills that we have today. And so we are going to help equip you for what God has called you for throughout this year. More times to connect with God, like I mentioned at the end of our services, but prayer times throughout the year, different seasons of prayer. This last week was incredible. There are people sitting in this room today that were here 7 out of the last 8 days praying. It was just an incredible week of prayer as we gathered and sought God and listened to him and prayed for one another and experienced his goodness and prayed for you and for our community and for the future that God has for us. More opportunities to connect with God. Fall Fest is back. Any of you guys remember Fall Fest? Who here started attending because of Fall Fest? Where are you at? There you are. We had the Spaldings started coming because they came to Fall Fest. But an opportunity to bless our community, to help raise some funds for needs around, but just have fun with bounce houses, stuff for kids, food. It was, when I asked people, what do you want to have come back? Fall Fest was one of the key things. Small groups, men's small groups. Wives cheer because your husbands need small groups. You know that. They can't spend all their time in their basement around the fishing hole. They need to connect with some other men and grow in God. Gather 25, which is a conference that is happening around the world, and we're one of the host sites. We are going to be gathering end of February, beginning of March, the last day of February, first day of March. It is a global movement that we're going to be a part of, that we're going to host, that you can come and be a part of for free, and it's going to be an incredible time to connect with the global church. Not just Highland Church, but the church around the world, and see what God is doing. Be encouraged by it. Obviously, our missions trip to Madagascar. I've set a goal of 10% growth across all our ministries. Sunday morning attendance, kids attendance, youth attendance, small group attendance. In our giving, 10% growth. In salvations, 10% growth. In baptisms, 10% growth. I want to see us not just maintain. They say a church has to grow by 15% a year to stay flat. Because people leave. You know, Pastor Dan used to say it's like preaching to a parade. They come, stay for a little while, and go. And that's okay. That's life, right? We move. We find a new place. Seasons of life change. So when I say grow by 10% in attendance, it's probably 25%, but 10% total numbers. And these are just numbers, right? The point isn't the number. The point is the person, the soul that represents, the finances that can go bless someone else, invest in the life of our teenagers, care for those in our community, send another missionary to the field. Outreach. Already we're working on doing monthly services in nursing homes to help meet those people in their last season of life and give them another chance to meet Jesus, to bless them where they are. The homeless. A growing need in our community. You know, Jesus was a homeless man. Regardless of how individuals have become homeless, they need help. They need the life-changing love of Jesus. And we want to be a part of bringing that to them. Foster care is a huge part of what we do, and we want to see that continue to increase with my prayer that more of you will feel the call to be foster parents, that you would open your home for a season, or maybe forever, to a foster child, or those who have aged out of foster care. Jail visitation and jail ministry. We have our backpack outreach already that we help provide backpacks with toiletries and things for those coming out of jail, but having a greater presence in our jail system to meet those. Jesus said that we're to visit those in jail. And I have to say, I always used to just assume that meant those who were in jail for preaching the gospel. Like, those are those in jail you go visit, the ones who got in there for the right reasons. But Jesus never made those kinds of qualifications. He said, when we visit those in jail, it is though we are visiting Christ himself. So if any of those things spark your interest, if they terrify you a little, that's good. Because you're not there yet. You need to move forward into that. You need to build the abilities to do that. And I would love to be a part of it. Our team would love to be a part of throwing gravel under those tires for you to help you move forward in that. Our new bulletin. Tim was like, don't. He didn't want me to tell about the new bulletin. But I'm excited about it. There's more information in there. One of the key things you'll see every month is a Kingdom Builders focus that will help you know what Kingdom Builders is, but what we are investing in it as you give to Kingdom Builders, the kind of difference you're making. And also it can be a prayer focus that you can be praying every month for a different outreach of Highland Church, that God will move and fund it and see the lost saved, see the needy taken care of through that. More details on what you can do, and the notes are on the back. Just little increases, little updates. Another update we're going to do this year is our kitchen. We are updating that old kitchen, which has served us well. But we believe God's going to give us more opportunities to bless people with food, which I love the idea, especially as we're coming to the end of 21 days of prayer and fasting. I love the idea of food. But we're going to see increases, updates there done, other things around the building, more equipping for our serving teams. We have other things in the works that will just come to bear as we go, different outreaches and ministries for people who are suffering and in need, and on and on and on. Again, these are just some of the things in the works, not to grow Highland Church, but to advance the kingdom of God, to equip you for the work of the ministry. You know, that's the job of the church. My job is not to go out and do it all. My job is to equip you. Now, I still do stuff. Like, I better be in practice. I can't just be an armchair pastor like, no, you go do it. But my job, our pastor's job, is to equip you to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So as we go through this, if there's things where you're feeling lacking, let me know. Areas that you feel aren't being taught on, let me know. Areas that you're like, we are sliding all over the place here. We need some traction. We need some purchase in these areas. Let me know. Because I don't have all the answers. I don't know what everyone needs, and I'd love that kind of feedback and teamwork. So again, this isn't just about Highland Church moving forward. It's about you moving forward. This year I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will be your guide, that he will take you forward, that you will take steps you have never taken before. You will receive nourishment spiritually that you've never received before. You'll move into the good things that God has planned like you never have before. And there are some things that, though, can get in our way of moving forward. Some roadblocks, some slippery patches, some hurts from our past, some old ways of thinking, some wrong beliefs. There are things that can get in the way that are like chains on us, holding us back when we try to move forward. Some of you have run into things where you're feeling like you're growing in God and you're going good, and bam, something grabs you, a thought, a feeling, an experience, another person, and you just stop. So the reality is we have to forget the former. There's some things in our past we need to let go of for good. Now I say let go of for good, two meanings of good. Let go of for good that they never come back, but let go of for your good. Have you ever carried a heavy backpack? How about these? I mean, those are just impressively large. Some of us are walking around like that. You can't see it physically, but you have so much stuff from your past that's weighing you down, that's exhausting you, that when I talk about going forward, you're like, can I just check out now? I have no reserve. Getting through a church service is more than I can barely handle, and you're talking about going forward. And I want to let you know, you have a God who knows your past, who knows what's been done to you, who knows where you have failed, who knows about the things you can't even put a name to, but they torment you, who knows about your own weaknesses. Maybe motivation isn't something you're strong in. Maybe you're so busy right now, you can't imagine adding anything to your plate. God understands. But he doesn't just understand. He is also capable. You know the difference between empathy and compassion? The difference between empathy and compassion. Empathy means I feel for you. Compassion means I'm going to do something about it. God doesn't just have empathy for you. He has compassion on you. He says, come to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And to take on the yoke of Christ, we have to take off some of those burdens from the past. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Beautiful, poetic verse. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Those are God's words to you. Forget the former things. The church hurt. Something thoughtless maybe I said or something I didn't do that I should have. That it's hard for you to receive anything from me because of something I did stupid in the past. Let me know. I'm sorry. I didn't intend that. Maybe you tried really hard at something. You really believed God for something, and it didn't turn out the way you prayed for it to. And you're like, I'm done. I'll keep showing up, but I'll let others carry that. And God's saying, oh, I have so much ahead of you. I have so many things ahead of you, but you have decided to step off and just hang out and watch others walk past you. Let me take the hurt of your past. That verse we started with, Philippians 3:13c, forgetting what is behind. What do you need to leave in your past? What would you love if you didn't wake up tomorrow and it was on your mind, on your heart, maybe even in your physical body? God may be doing some healing to help you get past your past. But God is in the business of washing our past, of letting every day be a new day. That's the whole beauty of being born again in Christ. Being a follower of Christ means I've died to my old ways, my old sin, my old habits, my old addictions, my old fears, my old desires, my old confusion. I'm dead. That can't even get me anymore. It's dead. And now I'm alive in Christ. What's the weight or burden you've been bearing? Again, Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Over and over we see in the Bible, people had to leave something behind to go where God called them to go. Abraham had to leave his ancestral family and lands and wealth to go to the promised land. He had to leave them behind to go where he was going. Elisha had to leave his oxen, his farm, and his plow to go follow Elijah and be an incredible prophet of God. The disciples had to leave their nets by the shore and follow Jesus. Jesus had to leave his throne in heaven to come to serve us, to die on the cross for you and for I, myself, and to rise from the dead. Now, all these things sound like pretty good things that they had to leave. And until you see the goodness of God ahead of you, the past is pretty rosy. But I promise you, God promises you, there's nothing you're going to leave in the past that his future isn't better than. There's nothing you're going to leave behind that his future isn't brighter than. God has things ahead of you that you cannot conceive of. Now, that doesn't mean if you leave a lot of money for the kingdom of God that you're going to get a lot of money, because money doesn't really solve problems. In fact, I've found more money more problems, as the classic verse tells us. So, with that reality, moving to our last point, that freedom, but also sacrifice, it causes us to wonder, what is forward for? Like, forward movement is not just for the sake of moving forward. We don't do it just to do it. We don't do it just to even nourish ourselves and grow like the sharks and the whales do. There's a forward that is better. There's a forward that is greater. There's a purpose in moving forward. It's to finish the race well. It's to make a difference in the world. It's to leave this place better than we found it. It's to advance the kingdom of God into places it's never been. The Bible tells us the gates of hell won't prevail against the kingdom of God. Gates don't move, do they? So that means as we go forward in God, we are busting down the gates of hell and taking territory the enemy used to own in people's lives, in their hearts, in their mindsets, and bringing them into the freedom, the joy, the revelation, the care, the justice of God. Philippians 3:14. Last time I'll reference this verse that we started with, at least today. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. There's a prize. There's a heaven ahead of us. I don't want to get to the end of my life and be like Schindler's List. This watch could have saved 10. This ring could have saved 5. I don't want to end with a bunch of prizes in my possession. I want my prize to be heaven. I want your prize to be heaven. I want us to give ourselves for the kingdom of God, to live a life that matters, to live a life that leaves a legacy, not for us, but for Jesus. Not so people remember Highland Church or remember Christy Schrader, but that they remember Jesus. We want to win like this guy wants to win. We want to lean into it. We want to leave nothing in our back pocket, but it's all on the field. We want to give our all. So many times when I was a youth pastor, I'd go to cross-country meets and watch these guys come running across the line just looking great, and within seconds, they're puking their guts out. They're leaving it all on the field. They gave all they had and more than their body could handle. I don't know if it's the right analogy to say I want to be puking when I get to heaven, but I want to finish so strong. I want you to finish so strong that we got nothing left when we come tripping over the edge of eternity and God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest. I'll be ready to rest. You'll be ready to rest. Let's not waste our time on this planet. Maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus. You're hearing this and it's like, that sounds pretty good. I'd love my past to be taken care of. I'd love a future with hope and purpose. I'd love a God who cares that much about me to prepare good things in the future for me. And you want to say yes to Jesus today. You want to come on this journey with us. The Bible says if we speak it with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, basically that Jesus paid for our sins and is alive today. If we do those two things, speak with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that he raised from the dead, we'll be saved. We'll be in. Our past is in the past. We're moving forward. And if you haven't done that before and you want in, you just give your heart to the Lord. You're not committing to our church. You're not committing to me, you're committing to Jesus. And I'm going to pray that prayer. And in fact, just ask all of us to repeat it out loud as I pray it. Just repeat after me this short prayer saying those things. And when we come to that moment to confess Jesus as Lord, Lord means he's our God, he's our guide, he's the one taking us forward. Just make sure you say that part out loud and mean it in your heart. But let's pray this prayer of coming to Christ. Dear Jesus, I want all that you have. I want the future you have prepared. Please take care of my past. forgive me for my sins. And give me a fresh start. Jesus, you are my Lord. And my God. I believe you're alive today. Thank you. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you just took a step forward into what God has for you. The worship team is going to be coming out in a moment, and we'll have some time to respond. But I want to read this verse as they come, Ephesians 3:20. Let this be a blessing over your life. Let it be an inspiration as you step into this new year, as you step forward in God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. So as we go into this first song, I just want to encourage you, maybe on your bulletin, maybe there's a giving envelope there, something, you have a journal with you. There's two things I'd ask you to ponder and write down during this first song. What do you want to leave in your past? What do you not want to take with you? Write down one, maybe for you, some of you it'll be 10 things, but at least one thing you're saying, I'm leaving that in the past. And then where do you want to step forward? Where do you want to step forward? You might have something come to mind that just seems goofy. One of the things I felt God call me to do this year is to draw in a sketch pad every day, a different face. What? Okay, I'll do that. I'll see what comes. I'll make that a part of my life, and I'll let it be worship to you, Lord. He also called me to pray more, to be more serious about my Bible study, and to trust people more when they feel God has a call on their life to do something. What is God going to call you into? So as the worship team sings and plays this first song, I just encourage you, take those moments of thought and response. And then as the second song starts, I'll invite you to come up. Our prayer team will come. We'll have this altar, the front of the church, open for you to just seek God or ask for prayer if you need prayer. But let's leave the past in the past. Let's move forward. God bless you.
Thanks for listening, and please join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. for our worship service.